Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second, the shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Batting third, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth, the DH, Steve Braun. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Craig Kuzik. Batting ninth, the catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting second, the shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth, the DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth, the catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Don Money. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Bill Sharp. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Broberg. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bostock moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive towards first. Scott catches it and steps on first to double up Terrell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is hit by the pitch. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ford. The throw from Porter and he is out, Yount applying the tag. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Kuzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzik hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Terrell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terrell takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terrell moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay juggles the ball. That's an error on McKay. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Lind now playing shortstop. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ford. The throw from Porter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ford tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hegan. Cusick reaches second base with a double. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bostock is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terrell. The throw from Porter and he is out, Lind applying the tag. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Moore reaches second base with a double. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Golds, and towards Carew, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Briggs moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Briggs moves to third. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Briggs scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Broberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jack Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Kucyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kucyk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kucyk hits a fly ball into left field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Broberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carew takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lind. Carew moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Braun strikes out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Bianco pinch hits for Jack Lind. Tommy Bianco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bianco takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bevacqua pinch runs for Tommy Bianco. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kurt Bevacqua now playing shortstop. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cusick is hit by the pitch. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Borgman bunts towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Cusick moves to second. 1 out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bevacqua scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bostock. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Money goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Twins. Gorman Thomas pinch runs for Mike Hegan. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 3 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.